I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. The North African country of Algeria has formed a new government. However, many of the same people from the old government still hold positions of power. Algeria continues to suffer an economic crisis with high rates of unemployment and poverty. Mass protests in 2019 forced the previous president to step down, but George McKean of Sat7 says Algerians want more.
They want something more. They want more freedom, more democracy, real change that they see that didn't happen yet. This is why every now and then there is lots of demonstrations. People are still in the street. The movement's still very powerful. And Tebboune, although he says that I'm totally for democracy, he used COVID, the situation, the pandemic situation, in a way to control people.
COVID-19 closed down many Algerian churches as well. But McKean says Christians remain encouraged by the gospel. Eid al-Adha, or the Festival of Sacrifice, ended last night. It's part of the Hajj season and is celebrated globally by Muslims of all sects. Also known as the Greater Eid, it commemorates Abraham's willingness to sacrifice his son, but God provides an animal to sacrifice instead. While the Quran doesn't indicate which son, most Muslims believe it was Ishmael. Uncharted Ministries co-founder Tom Doyle calls believers to pray for the Muslim world.
They don't know the truth. They have a story that's been changed. It wasn't Ishmael, it was Isaac. But most importantly, all of this is fulfilled in Jesus, who died on the cross for their sins. So this is important, that as we see Muslim holidays, we don't blow them off. Just take some time and pray.
For resources to guide your intercession, visit missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. Consider giving today. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.